Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been, explore where they are going, see what gets them out of bed in the morning, find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points, and we will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters. Having sucked at his first business until he got some help, Brad Flynn went on to double the profits and sale price of that business all within 18 months. And now some 12 years later, he coaches small business entrepreneurs who have a commitment to succeed on how to build multi-million dollar national and global enterprises. Every day, Brad gets to live his purpose and help other business owners create things they would never have dreamed of, for which he says he is a lucky guy. Hi, Brad. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to share your story. So, can we get started?
Yeah, let's rip in.
Excellent. All right. So, do you want to tell us about what's happening for you right now?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm part of the Action Coach Business Coaching franchise. So, this is something I've been part of for 7 years now. And so I work with small to medium-sized business owners in helping them build the business that what they had in mind when they first started their business. So quite often, you know, a lot of business owners go into business with big dreams and that end up getting squashed by realities of life and not knowing how to do business. So as a business coach, I work with them to generally focus on three key areas: their time, making sure they're not sort of burning all their time every week, using it effectively, their team, building highly performing teams, and then money as well, to make sure they've got more money left at the end of the month than the other way around. So that's a big part of what I do. That's one of my businesses. But I'm also these days heavily involved with the local Chamber of Commerce. I've kind of gotten to a point with the business coaching side of things that was cool and I love doing it, but I decided I wanted to try and build a community using the same principles that what I do with business. So I've been heavily involved with the local chamber here at Redcliffe in helping create a vision for the region and the initiatives to start to make that happen. So that's been a lot of fun as well. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great.
Hmm.
So do you want to tell us a bit about your story, where you've been to get to this point?
Yeah, okay. So, look, I grew up in a small country town called Tenerfield, and anyone who has ever been to Tenerfield will know that it's freezing cold in winter. In fact, this morning it was -4, I saw. So, country boy at heart, and I went on to study electrical engineering, but I kind of like to joke and say that I'm better now, because anyone who knows an engineer knows that exactly what I'm talking about. But the cool thing about engineering was that it really helped my business in terms of understanding the numbers. One of the key things if you're in business, and this was hit home to me many years ago by one of my mentors, who said, look, if you're a coach, if you're claiming to be a business coach and you don't know the numbers, then you're probably just a life coach. So I made sure that I got to know the numbers really well in business, because at the end of the day, business is all about numbers. So making sure I understand numbers was important. So engineering was great for that. I went on my first business I really sucked at. I was really bad at business. Thought I was clever, had this engineering degree, and just was horrible at it. Anyway, I came across a guy called Brad Sugars and went to one of his seminars one night. And he's the founder of Action Coach. And what I sort of learned from that seminar, and I went on to get some coaching from Brad and a few others, helped me to build that business into quite a successful business and sell it. And I kind of realized at that time that, hey, this business coaching thing's pretty good. My first business was a gym, and that the early mornings and the late nights were not going to work for me. But the business coaching thing was something that I was deeply inspired by. So until this day, I take great pleasure in working with people to help them realize their dreams. So, that's a bit about how I got to be here.
So was there a tipping point for change, like when you started doing that change?
Yeah, look, it was probably a slow burn for me. I in my early days in engineering, I was an engineer for, probably 10 or so years. And in that time, I knew it wasn't the right fit for me. You know, there was just something inside of me that it just didn't ever feel right. So in my relatively early part of my engineering career, I was looking around for other things to do, and I tried teaching kids how to swim, and then I sort of different sort of part-time things, and I came across the personal training thing. I'd always been sporty. And I thought, yeah, maybe a career in personal training. So that's where I kind of started in my first business as a gym owner. But even then, it still took me a while to get to where I am now. My personality style is that I'm a pretty stable, steady sort of guy, which I think in working with my clients, that's a really important thing because it's a dependable thing that they rely on sometimes. A lot of entrepreneurs are very driven and impulsive, so having that stable base for them. But no, it was a long-term thing, you know, over several years, testing different things, getting to know myself, doing a truckload of personal development, which I still do these days, to really find out what my unique strengths and characteristics were, and then how do I apply that to get the greatest fulfillment in life. And then, so I took the plunge and became a coach back in 2009. I'd kind of been doing it part-time, but it was one of those situations where I had a small child. I was with my partner at the time, and we had a baby on the way, so it was either sink or swim, as they say. So kind of backed myself in the corner and had to work out a way to make it work. So, but it took me a while to get to the point to go for it.
Yeah. So it sounds like a slow rumble more than that lightning bolt that instigated the change.
Yeah, it's the lightning bolt when I decided it all happened pretty fast, but it had been, you know, probably several years before that when I thought, no, the engineering thing's not for me. So, yeah, it was burning away, which I think a lot of people, in my experience, it is in most people that I've ever met, but having the courage to actually do something is, it's a scary thing, you know, like, you know, mortgage and two kids and partner not working and so forth. Yeah, it was pretty challenging for a long time. So, it was interesting.
Yeah, it takes some courage, doesn't it? You hear a lot of people sort of later in life not happy with who they are, but it's really hard to make that decision to, you know, change and do something. Like, as you said, there's mortgages and family to think of.
Yeah, I remember one of my favourite mentors is a guy called Keith Cunningham. And if anyone's ever read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he was who Rich Dad was written around. And he said, and this was one of the things that kind of at the time made me really think, wow, that's powerful. He said, hell on earth would be meeting the person you could have become? And it's sort of been an ethos for me, I think, for a lot of my life, is I don't want to get to the end of my life and go, well, I wonder what if. So, thankfully so far most of my big decisions haven't resulted in disasters, but plenty of learning opportunities. So, yeah, I'm not going to die wondering what if, that's for sure.
Yeah, great way to be.
Mm-hmm.
So have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
What, are we talking like this week or just in general? my sort of thing is, yeah, look, problems are here to help us grow. So I think as long as you're alive, Norman Vincent Peale once said that if you don't have problems, get down on your knees and pray for one because you might want to check your pulse. So it's kind of the way I sort of position it with my clients is problems are how we grow. And I think one of the fundamental things about life is that we're here to grow and learn and change and adapt and serve. And that's how life, whatever genius has created this system, works it out, is to give you challenges and opportunities to grow. So, look, I get challenges all the time. And some of the higher level mentors, I was at a thing with a guy called John DeMartini last year. I was fortunate enough to have a couple of weeks with him. And, I was, you know, not gobsmacked, but he was talking about the problems that he has. And the thing is, everybody has problems. They're just on a different scale. So, you know, my problems to John's look like nothing. But, you know, when I look at his problems, he's got, yeah, global level type challenges that he's dealing with. So, yeah, challenges are just part of it as you're going through. So, yeah.
Yeah, you learn a lot, don't you, from your challenges?
Yeah, I mean, even in my early days when it was really, really tough, I actually thought, this is it, I can't do this. And I'd started thinking about getting jobs and I'd applied for jobs. And in the end, I got down to the final two for one particular job and missed out. I kind of thought, well, maybe I'm not supposed to go somewhere. And I'm really glad that I did stick with it and I didn't get that job because, yeah, my life would be very different now and I'm very happy with what I have and where I am. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it a big vision or out of necessity?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I think for me, my vision and what it's all about for me is that I seek fulfillment for me and others through extraordinary business. So I'm always I'm driven by business. So just looking at business opportunities, how people do business, what I can do to help my clients, what I can do to help my community. And I think a big part of it is when things get a bit tough for me is going back and looking at testimonials of past clients. I've got dozens and dozens of, you know, videos and testimonials, and just reminding myself that what I do is important and makes a massive difference. So I don't know. It's just something inherent. I think part of it is that fear of getting to the end of my life and not knowing, you know, not giving it 100% to look back and go, oh, I wonder what if. You know, the discipline, the pain of discipline a little bit every day is much less than the pain of regret at the end of your life. So maybe there's a bit of fear in there that I don't want to die wondering. But, yeah, it's just something inside of me that I just have to keep going and keep pushing. So, yeah.
So did you have an ignition point when things really started taking off for you?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about this. Not really. It was kind of even earlier this year, I'd sort of, one of our references as action coach is you make the top 100. So I'm now regularly ranked in the top 100 action coaches globally, and there's about 1,200 of us or something like that. So, and I kind of hadn't been taking much notice, and I kept getting postcards. You get a postcard when you make the top 100 sort of end of last year, and I get it consistently now. So it wasn't there wasn't a big sort of lightning bolt takeoff point for me. There was kind of, it was like I'd kind of gotten on this wild horse, and eventually I was galloping along and realised that I had control of it finally, and that it was, yeah, speeding along nicely. So, but it wasn't, yeah, for me, no real lightning bolts that sort of made the difference. Just again, that slow burn thing, which is, it's just my personality style as well. So, yeah.
So what new possibilities have opened up for you?
Oh, wow. I guess just infinite possibilities about life. You know, growing up in a small country town where, you know, the external standards and norms and those sorts of things, you grow up fairly, is it sheltered, I guess? So not really having an expansive view of what's possible. And even these days, I guess, looking at some of my clients, like, you know, I was chatting with one of my clients who I know, you know, quite well, Jake McCluskey today, and we're talking about, you know, his global business as it is these days. So I look at guys like Jake and I just get tremendous inspiration from them about what they're doing, and some of my other clients and some of the things that they're doing. One of my mentor sessions today was with a lady who's committed to changing the world around ADHD with kids and those sorts of things. And we were just sort of brainstorming some ideas and the possibilities that come out of that. It was just phenomenal. So I guess a while ago I started to think about what would happen if I got a group of these sorts of people together who started working together to really change the world. So I have this group called my Business Olympians. And they're a unique breed, no doubt. They're very entrepreneurial, they're very driven, they're very resilient. So in terms of possibility, having sessions like today and conversations with Jake and as these guys start to realise what they can do, I mean, these days, yeah, it's limitless what's possible for any human being. So, yeah, it's very exciting times for in our day of technology and the rest of it. There is no limits. There's no, you know, you watch guys like Elon Musk who's about to build this massive battery farm down in South Australia. So I think possibility is just, yeah, it is infinite. So it's like the ultimate smorgasbord life sometimes. So, yeah, a lot of people don't see that though.
Yeah, I love how there's like very few limits these days, especially like globally. It's just fantastic that you can have access to all that.
Yeah, and the sad thing or the opportunity also is we're only limited by ourselves. Mm. You know, these days there's businesses that you look at your Airbnbs and Ubers and those sorts of things that are multi-billion-dollar businesses, but they don't have any asset value, you know, from an accounting perspective, they're an anomaly in what's possible. So, and they're making such a difference. So, yeah, it's the biggest challenge in life is overcoming your own stuff. So it's not as if there's a lack of resources, there's a lack of resourcefulness. So, yeah, true. Interesting times.
Yeah, definitely. What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
I think finding more Business Olympians. that's massive for me, like finding more Jakes and finding more Paulas and finding more, there's another one of my clients, Brad's, when I find them and the lights start to come on and they start to realise what's possible. I mean, that's a big reason, I guess, that, you know, you talked to me about before about what inspires me. That really does inspire me. When I find it quite emotional when I see people in their genius zone, and if I've played a role in helping them realise what they're capable of, and then when they sort of take flight. So that possibility around finding people that are driven that way, and I was talking to a client recently about this. I actually believe that every human being has something extraordinary inside of them, and I've been fortunate enough to find people who are ready to let that out. So I guess that there is so many people out there with such capacity to do extraordinary things, I find hugely exciting. And with my chamber work, watching some of the people who are really starting to get at the opportunities that they're realising. So, letting people realise what they're capable of and doing extraordinary things is something that I'm really excited about in the future.
Yeah, awesome. All right, let's have a change of pace. Let's do a speed round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your favourite book?
My favourite book would be The Breakthrough Experience by a guy called John DeMartini, who I mentioned earlier. I mean, he has given me such a new paradigm on life, on how life works, about what's really going on when you understand what he's talking about and see the incredible balance and the way everything is working. It's just phenomenal. He's got a couple of great books. There's The Values Factor, Gratitude Effect. But I'd have to say, and I bought this book many years ago, probably... it would be 10 years ago, and it's full of highlights and dog ears, and every now and again I still pull it out and have a read of it and flick through things just to sort of, yeah, get some inspiration in that. So, yeah, John DeMartini and The Breakthrough Experience.
Yeah, I like that. Mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I've been working with my business coach, a guy called Bruce Wilson from New Zealand, who's he's a part of the Hall of Fame for Action Coach. I've worked with him for probably 5 years or so now, and I credit him for giving me the series of things that led to my breakthrough as a coach. You know, I had some shitty stories that I was telling myself about what was happening in my life and so forth, and Bruce helped me to identify them and overcome them and empower me to a certain degree. He's very clever at helping people see that sort of stuff. So, I would have to say Bruce Wilson would be my number one in that area, yeah.
What daily ritual works best for you?
A good morning ritual I find is important, not only in my own experience but with the people that I've studied, like Tim Ferriss. If anyone's ever done any of Tim Ferriss's work or you listen to his podcasts, I like to, it's going to sound a bit funny, make my bed first thing in the morning when I get out of bed, because when you walk into your bedroom and see that your bed's made, it's just like one of them, rather than walking into a room where it's not neat and tidy. Little bit of exercise first thing, and then I sit down and I write out my goals, I write out my vision and mission about what I'm all about every day, and I write out 10 things that I'm grateful for. So some days it can be silly little things like bird sounds or the pen that I'm using, and then from my gratitude ritual I go into a meditation and just really connect with my heart and look at how can I serve people today, focus on, you know, what I want to achieve and those sorts of things. And that just positions my day. It's a bit like that solid start to the day is a bit like a rocket launch. If you're, you know, half a degree out on a rocket launch, it can be the difference of, you know, thousands of kilometres at the destination. So having that solid morning ritual and starting my day correctly, particularly with what I do with coaching, and it is such a head thing that I do, having a clear headspace and being able to listen with an open heart is really important.
What's your favourite food?
Oh, I have to be pizza. Oh, I'm a pizza tragic. Pizza. What favourite pizza? I'd probably have to go with the meat lovers or something like that. Yeah, definitely pizza.
And this one's country or city, but you're saying you're a country boy?
Country boy, but where I live now, here at Redcliffe, I've always wanted to be a beach boy, I guess. And there goes my phone. Having a beach existence was always something that appealed to me as a kid. So I'd probably say neither country nor city. Well, I guess I've kind of got the best of both here. Country's like Redcliffe's like a country town, but it's on the beach. So, a country town on the beach would do, mate.
What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
believe in themselves. You know, it's funny, one of the things that I quite often see when I'm coaching people is this, probably it might even sound a bit arrogant, but sometimes people are just waiting for people to give them permission to do extraordinary things. And I don't know, for when they first start with coaching, it's like they're doing it for me. They have to do all this for Brad and all the rest of it. Then at some point they flick and realize it's not actually for me, it's for themselves. And it's at that point that they realize that it's okay to do what they really want to do and be extraordinary. So, yeah, giving people permission, and anyone who's listening, I hereby give you permission to go out and do extraordinary things. Don't wait for permission from somebody. You've just got it now. Because, yeah, that seems to have a huge effect on people.
Yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds simple, doesn't it? But it's a big one.
It is, and it depends on the personality. Some people get it fast, some people get it slow, some people have those blinding flashes of the obvious. You just don't give up though. You know, what's the alternative? It's one of the things that with my clients, you know, when I'm pushing them to do things they're not comfortable about, at the end of the day, if they do something they're not comfortable about, they're going to end up in one of two places. They're going to get it right and have a win, or they're going to stuff it up and get a lesson. So how do you lose in the context? So, and the thing is, you learn more from what you will get wrong than what you get right. So go out there and stuff everything up and you get to learn a bunch.
Yeah, I love that.
So, yeah, but, yeah, back yourself. Always back yourself.
Yeah. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Probably that. If I could go back, it would be, I was a pretty... I'm still very introverted, but I think just to tell myself it'll be okay, you know, go out there and go for it. A lot of the things that I'd spent worrying about in my life never happened. I think Mark Twain has a really cool quote about all the terrible things that he'd imagined and some of them actually, only a couple of them came true. So when we think about all the really bad things that could happen to us, as opposed to what actually happens to us, that's where people get paralysed. It's about worrying about things that might happen in the future as opposed to, you know, getting on and actually, yeah, making things happen. So worry less and you'll be okay, and probably take more action faster would have been, yeah, the biggest pieces of advice I would have said to myself now.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Brad. Yeah, would you like to give us the best place to contact you and we'll end it there?
Probably best place if you Google me. If you're a business owner, look me up on YouTube. I've got a bunch of videos on there. But, yeah, if you want to Google me, just Google Brad Flynn Business Coaching Brisbane. All my contact details are there. You can find out all about what I do. I do a lot of speaking gigs around, so if you're a Brisbane-based person, then I quite often speak at different events and venues around here. But, yeah, Google's probably the best thing in the end. And, give me a shout. I mean, people who go into business have immediately, I have a huge respect for, because it is such a challenging thing. Whether you become a coaching client or not, I don't really care. Like, I will go and talk to people to help them out with their businesses just because I know what it's like to be struggling when you know, all you want to do is crawl up in the fetal position and hide. So any opportunity I get to help others, as I've been helped by a lot of people in my time, yeah, happy to help out. But probably YouTube would be a good place to start if you're stuck in your business or you're looking for things to help you have a breakthrough with your business.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's been, really cool.
Well, Igniters, I trust you enjoyed Brad's story, from how he's a self-proclaimed pizza tragic to not going to die wondering. Brad says the biggest challenge in life is to overcome your own stuff. He also gives people permission to do extraordinary things. I love his advice to worry less and take more action faster. If you want to catch up with Brad, Google Brad Flynn Coaching Brisbane or go to YouTube to watch his videos. Don't forget, if you want to know more about how to get some action and adventure in your life, go to ignitepodcast.com.